Okay, today we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Gittin, and we're up to Parak Hey Mishnah Tes, and we're going to discuss various takanos that were made mipnei hashalom. So the Mishnah tells us, Mashalas isha lechaverta chashuda al shviya. So a woman is allowed to lend to a friend who is not careful with the halachos of shmita, nafa, ukvara, virechayim, vitanur, a sifter, a sieve, which I think is another type of sifter, a rechayim, which is a mill that grinds up the grain into flour, and a tanur, an oven, even though what's her friend going to do with these things? She's obviously going to use them to take Shemitah food, and she had been shomer during Shemitah, that she had protected during Shemitah, which you're not allowed to do. You're supposed to leave it as hefker and make food with it. Avalot avrodot titchonima. But you're not supposed to do these activities with her, because when you do that, then you're participating in the iser. So it's, for whatever reason, it's not a violation of lifnei iver to lend her these items, but you're not allowed to participate. So then the Mishnah says, "Eishes chaver mashalas leishes ha'ma'aretz." The wife of a chaver, chaver sometimes means talmud chacham. Over here, it just means someone who's careful about trumas and maisvos, is allowed to lend to the wife of nama'aretz, which sometimes means someone who's ignorant, but over here it means someone who's not careful about trumas and maisvos. Nafa uchavara, she can lend her a nafa uchavara, the different types of sifters, of sieves, and presumably the other things that we mentioned in the first part of the Mishnah as well, the Tanur and the Rechaim as well. Uvareres v'tochenes murakedes, and she could even go murakedes ima, she can even sort things and grind things and sift things together with her, and that's true even though there may not have been trumos and maestros that were taken from this stuff, because the woman's an eshes ha'ma'aretz, and therefore you're participating in something that's not really allowed. Aval mishatatel ha'mayim lo tiga ima. But once the Amaritz's wife puts water in the flour in order to make a dough, then you can't help her knead that dough, because then you're really helping out someone who's doing an avera. Because when they add water into it, so now it's going to be chayiv in chala. Now it's a dough, and a dough is chayiv in chala as soon as it becomes a dough. And the halacha is that once the dough is at least tevel for chala, once it becomes chayiv in chala, it's also to make a tameh, because you have to realize that when you're mafresh chala, chala has a din of truma, so you're not allowed to be metame truma. That's an issa d'oraisa, so she can't help her at that point. So says the Mishnah, all these things that we said you're allowed to do, even though you're helping people do an avera by lending these items to these people, you're allowed to do it for the sake of darkei shalom. And the Mishnah also says, you're allowed to encourage goyim who are working in the fields during Shemitah, but you're not allowed to encourage a Jewish person who's working during Shemitah. What does it mean to encourage? So that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, that you see him being Choresh or Zareah, so you say Tischazek or Tatzliach or something like that, because a guy has no Isser of working the land during Shemitah, so you could tell him, yeah, you should be Mechazek, you should be Matzliach, that's fine. But Yisrael, you're not allowed to say that too, because you're telling him, you're giving him encouragement to do an Avera. So that's, you know, that's a halacha that has much broader implications, meaning even when there's no isra of lifnei iver, when you're not actually causing somebody to do an avera, you see from this Mishnah that you're not even allowed to give verbal encouragement about the avera, to congratulate on the avera. Someone is about to marry a non-Jew and you don't say mazel tov, because that is giving encouragement for the avera. V'shol im b'shlomam, and you're allowed to greet non-Jewish people with Sheila Shalom on, you know, even if it's their holidays, Mipnei Darkei Shalom, and you're only allowed to do that because of Darkei Shalom. Otherwise, it wouldn't be allowed, because when you're saying shalom, you're around the time of their holidays, it's the Rav explains, Vafal pisha matil shem shamayim al hanachri shalom echem mishrosav shal kodesh baruch hu. You're being matil shem shamayim on the nachri, because shalom is one of the names of a kodesh baruch hu. So you normally wouldn't be allowed to do that for the sake of darkei shalom. We allow it. So now we move on to the sixth parak of Maseches Gittin. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Ha'omer is kabel get zel ishti. If a husband tells a shliach, I want you to accept this get for my wife. Oh, holich get zel ishti. Or he says, take this get and bring it to my wife. Im ratzalach so yachzer. So he could still back out of the delivery of that get. And he could say, you know what, don't do it. Because in that case, the shliach had not yet affected the get. He didn't accept it on behalf of the wife. He's just bringing it to the wife. So as long as she didn't get it yet, then the get, she didn't receive it yet, then the get is not yet binding. Ha'isha sha'amra hiskabel ligiti. But if a woman makes a shliach and says, I want you to receive the get on my behalf, im ratzalachzer lo yachzer. Once the husband gives it to that shliach, so then they're already divorced, he cannot be chozer anymore. Lefichach mamlo habal, if the husband says, if the husband says, whoa, wait a second, you're here to receive it on her behalf? No, I don't want that. I want you to be the shliach lahalacha, to bring it to her and give it to her on my behalf. So then, in ratzalach siyachzer, if he actually made that and he repurposed the shliach from a shliach lekabala to a shliach lahalacha, so then prior to the actual delivery, he's allowed to back out and change his mind. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Av HaOmer is tol ligiti im ratzalachzer lo yachzer. That even if the woman tells the shliach, take my get from me, then the husband has given that get to the shliach, the husband cannot change his mind. Meaning when she says tol ligiti, she really meant to make him a shliach lekabala, not a shliach lehalacha, and that's the basic yesod, that if he's a shliach lekabala, then the second he's mekabel the get, the woman is already divorced, and it's too late to change anybody's mind. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah in Parakeh, we said that a woman could loan her friend who is suspect about shvius various items that she'll use for preparing grain and food, but she's not allowed to actually do the work with her. And we also said that a woman who's careful about Trumas and Maestros is allowed to lend to her friend who's not careful about Trumas and Maestros, all these different kalim, and she's even allowed to help her along with it. The only thing she can't do is once she mixes the water with the flour, it becomes chayiv and chala, so then she can't participate with her because you're not allowed to be metame the dough. So we said, and all of these things that are permissible are only because of darkei shalom. And we said that if you see a guy working a field during Shemitah, you're allowed to say be matzliach tischazek, but you're not allowed to say that to a Jew. And we said that you're allowed to be shoal Shalom a guy, even around the time of his holidays, for the sake of Darkei Shalom. And then in Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, we said that if a man tells a shliach to receive a get for his wife, or to bring a get to his wife, he could still back out if he wants, because the reason why, even if he says receive a get for my wife, he can back out, is because you can't make somebody a shliach lekabalah for your wife. A get is a chov for an isha, and zachal adam shalom b'fanav bein chavin la'adam shalom b'fanav. But if the woman made the shliach a shliach lekabalah, then the husband would not be able to back out as soon as the shliach received the get. So if the husband, however, repurposed that shliach lekabala and said, I don't want you to be a shliach lekabala, I want you instead to be a shliach leholacha, then he's allowed to do that. And Rosh Hashanah says that even if a woman says tol li giti, she really means to make the shliach a shliach lekabala and not a shliach leholacha. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Vav, Mishnah Beis.